السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي من علينا برحماته وغفرانه، والحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ألا فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكما ورد في الرواية وكل ضلالة في النار. ألا فاتقوا الله عباد الله، وتمسكوا من الإسلام بالعروة الوثقى، واحذروا غضب الرب فإن أجسادكم على النار لا تقوى. O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, indeed all praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, and we seek His mercy and forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of ourselves and the adverse consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah misguides, none can guide. And peace and salutations be upon the final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most deserving of all praises and the most beautiful of praises. And this is established in the opening of the khutbatul hajah, this khutbah that we listen to at the beginning of every Jumu'ah khutbah. And the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most deserving of all praises is firstly because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has affirmed this reality for Himself. For He said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He said, all praises belongs to Allah, the Lord of the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He says, belongs to Allah, which means He is the owner of all praises. He is the owner of it, whether you remember to praise Him or not, whether you praise Him or not, whether you forget to praise Him or not, all these matters will not change the reality that He subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of all praises. And another reason why we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aside of this reality that He is the owner of all praises is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with countless blessings, countless gifts, countless rewards. Rewards that we will never ever be able to audit and amass. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirms this reality when He says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you were to try and count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, you will never ever be able to do so. From the blessings and gifts and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us is this day of Jumu'ah, this day which is a day of Eid in the week of a believer. And we know that the day of Eid comes with mighty blessings and comes with mighty forgiveness. This is a day which Allah has given the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that the Jews and the Christians will envy you because of this day which Allah has given you, this Friday. This day, which is the day of Eid, a day which is the best day upon which the sun rises, a day in which Allah has given us an hour. If a believer raises his hands and asks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this hour, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let the dua go unanswered. A special day for dua. And the scholars have cited many an opinion regarding this hour, and perhaps the closest opinion is that this hour entails the last hour on the day of Jumu'ah, between Asr and Salatul Maghrib. But when a believer raises his or her hands during this hour, this is As-Sa'ah al-Mustajabah, the hour in which your dua will not go unanswered. And about this day, in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim, he teaches us that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْضَلُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ فِيهِ خُلِقَ آدَمُ وَفِيهِ أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَفِيهِ أُخْرِجَ مِنْهَا وَلَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ إِلَّا فِي يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best day upon which the sun rises is the day of Jumu'ah. On this day Allah created Adam alayhi salam, and on this day Allah entered him into Jannah, and on this day Allah removed him from Jannah. And the coming of the hour will not happen except on a Friday, this day of Jumu'ah. May Allah make us from the people of Jannah when the coming of the hour arrives, the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. So this is just one mercy. And from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, O servants of Allah, that mandates our praise of Allah is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon us a mighty mercy, and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives our sins. And this reality is manifested in the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for Himself many names which the scholars have categorized under the category of mercy and forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has names of mercy and forgiveness. And we learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through learning about His names. And Allah doesn't take a name for Himself except if it is extremely special. And when Allah takes a plethora of names, many a name, under the same theme of forgiveness and mercy, then no doubt this is enough for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to realize how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, and how a member of this Ummah can never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can never ever lose hope of entering Jannah. You can never do this when you learn that your Lord has so many names that defines His mercy and forgiveness. From the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under this category is the name Ar-Rahman, and the name Ar-Rahim, and the name Al-Ghafir, and the name Al-Ghaffar, and the name Al-Ghafur, and the name Al-Tawwab, and Ar-Rahim, and Al-Afu, and Al-Bar. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the owner of these names and many, many, many more names that fall under the theme of forgiveness and the theme of mercy. Ar-Rahman, a name that we read regularly when we announce the Basmala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And a name that we were familiar with when we recite Al-Fatiha daily in our Salah, and we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. This name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a name that He uses to introduce us to Him. For when He says, all praises belongs to Allah, the Lord of the world. Who is Allah, the Lord of the world? Allah says, Ar-Rahman. He is Ar-Rahman. He introduces Himself to us with this reality of who He is, and this name and attribute of Rahman. Rahman meaning the entirely merciful. Many a time we read a translation which says the compassionate.
What does the compassionate mean? The reality of Rahman is the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owning and having a mercy that encompasses everything. Nothing escapes the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلْ شَيْءٍ. Allah's mercy has encompassed everything, the believers and the disbelievers as well. Nothing escapes the mercy of Allah. And we see this in the disbelievers who associate partners with Allah, who practice practices that bring about the anger of Allah, but they still have financial standing and material well-being. They still have hearts that beat, and they breathe the air that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. They have food like we have, and drink like we have. How is this possible? This is the reality of Rahman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to recite to the Quraysh, قُلْ مَا يَأْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَى. Tell them, O Muhammad. Tell these Quraysh who are fighting you and fighting the message of Tawheed. Tell them that if it wasn't for their dua to Ar-Rahman, if it wasn't for their dua to Ar-Rahman, they would not be preserved. That the benefit they have of living is because they make dua to a Lord who is Ar-Rahman. This is the reality of Ar-Rahman, the entirely merciful. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes Allah as Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah wa Rahimahuma. The Rahman of this life and the next, and the Rahim of this life and the next. Ar-Rahman, the entirely merciful. And then Allah is Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah is Ar-Rahim. What does Rahim mean? Rahim refers to another mercy which Allah has, which is a special mercy. A mercy for those who declare Allah as one. A mercy for those who accept Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger. That for a believer, he or she will enjoy the mercy from Ar-Rahman and a mercy from Ar-Rahim. An even greater mercy, an even greater gift. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, la ilaha illallah. Wallahi, my dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, how can we ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah? How can we ever feel distant from the mercy of Allah? How can we ever feel that, you know what, I have done too many sins to be ever considered for Jannah? How can you feel this when you believe in Allah and you will receive a rahmah and a mercy from Rahman and a rahmah and mercy from Rahim? Ar-Rahman, the entirely merciful. Ar-Rahim, the especially merciful. Especially merciful to the believers. And then Allah is Al-Ghafir, the one who sins once and feels regret, and shaitan comes to him and tries to make him sad about that sin. Allah teaches his slave that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghafir. He's the one who forgives you when you sin. Ghafara refers to the concept of covering. And that's why a helmet is called a mighfara, because it covers your head and protects it. So ghafara, Allah forgives you. He covers your sin and protects you from the evil of that sin. That if other people knew that you participate in this sin, those who hate the sin, the perceptions of you will change. So Allah protects you by protecting your image in front of the people, by forgiving you for that sin and not punishing you for it and not exposing you. So you're protected from the punishment of the sin, and that punishment includes people's poor perception of you as a result of you being punished, which will be a show of you being sinful. Subhanallah. But what about the person who sins and asks Allah for forgiveness and then makes a mistake and sins again? Shaitan comes to this person and tells this person, how can you seek forgiveness from Allah? You should be shy. You just did the sin and you asked Allah to forgive you, and then you sinned again. Shaitan comes to bring sadness into the hearts of the believers. So this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches him that Allah is not just Al-Ghafir, But Allah is Al-Ghaffar. And Al-Ghaffar has a meaning which is different to the name of Al-Ghafir. Allah teaches His slave, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Because Allah is not just the one who forgives, but is the one who perpetually forgives. He forgives you after forgiving you, and forgives you after forgiving you, and forgives you after forgiving you. This is the meaning of Al-Ghaffar, the one who perpetually forgives. La ilaha illallah. And for the one who sinned and sinned and sinned for decades, and now they might be knocking the door of death. They're in their 60s, they're in their 70s, they're in their 50s. They sit with the whispers of shaitan teaching them that you sinned for much longer than you have left to live. What is the point of you doing good now? What is the point? You will never gather enough good deeds to outweigh your bad deeds on the day of Qiyamah. You might live for another 10 years. What is your 10 years of good deeds going to do? As opposed to your 50 years of evil. When shaitan whispers to him, Allah teaches his slave that, O servant of Allah and O child of Adam, know and understand that your Lord is not just Al-Ghafir, and He's not just Al-Ghaffar, but He's also Al-Ghafoor. Upon the scale of Fa'ul, and words upon the scale of Fa'ul denote the meaning of an occupation. Meaning, Allah is teaching His slave that it is Allah's occupation to forgive you, irrespective of what you have done. If you want to be purified from sin, from the effects of sin, from evil, there's only one door for you to walk through, whether you want to or not. And that is the door of Al-Ghafur. It is occupation to forgive. When it's someone's occupation to forgive, it doesn't matter how long you have left, what you did in the past, what you did, what you didn't do. Right now you have no choice behind besides going through this particular door. And that is the door of Al-Ghafur. So He gives you that hope that you have nothing to lose. He is Al-Ghafur. It is His occupation, irrespective of your circumstance. Do not fall prey to the whispers of shaitan. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why, my dearest brothers and elders in Islam, in a hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us further, highlighting these names when He says, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك أنان السماء ثم استغفرت لي لغفرتها لك ولا أبالي. O son of Adam, O son of Adam, if you sinned and sinned and sinned, that your sins reach the surfaces of the skies where you find the clouds, ثم استغفرت لي, then you return to Allah and you sought forgiveness from Allah sincerely from the bottom of your heart, not doubting Allah's mercy, not doubting His ability to forgive you, understanding that He is your Lord. You sought forgiveness sincerely. What does Allah say? لَغَفَرْتُهَا لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. I will forgive your sins for you, and it won't even matter to Allah. It's nothing for Allah to forgive you. He created Jannah for you. He wants to forgive you. He sent the Prophet for you. He revealed the book for you. He wanted every opportunity to forgive you, to get you into that Jannah which He created for you. لَغَفَرْتُهَا لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. I'll forgive your sins for you. It won't even matter to Allah. It's nothing for Allah. This is easy. Wallahi is easy. Wallahi, wa billahi, wa tallahi, it's easy. Your servitude to Allah, your salah, your zakah, your hajj, your Ramadan, your piety, it doesn't increase the majesty of Allah. And your sins don't decrease the majesty of Allah. Allah is perfect forever, and He's perfect forever. If you sin, you harm yourself. If you worship Him, you benefit yourself. Allah doesn't need your salah to gain some status. He is perfect all the time, O servant of Allah, and O child of Adam. If you seek forgiveness, it is easy for Allah to forgive you. It's nothing. He wants to forgive you. In another narration, Allah says, يَبْنَ آدَمَ, O son of Adam, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِ أَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. O son of Adam, you sin in the day and you sin at night, but it is Allah who forgives all sins. He is Ghafoor. He is the only one who is going to forgive you. He is the only one who is going to forgive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِ, turn to me, seek forgiveness for your sins. Subhanallah. فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. Turn to Allah. Seek forgiveness for your sins. And Al-Ghafoor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does He say? أَغْفِرِ لَكُمْ. How can we translate this? It's not appropriate to say that Allah says, seek forgiveness for your sins and Allah will forgive you. No. Allah says, seek forgiveness for your sins and consider yourself forgiven. La ilaha illallah. Meaning, don't ask Allah for forgiveness and then get up from the place saying, I don't know, maybe He's forgiven me. No. Allah is saying, seek forgiveness from Allah whilst having good hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having good hope that if I die now, I have nothing to answer for because Allah has forgiven me. This is the hope that I have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is how the Quran and the Sunnah nurture us with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O servant of Allah and O child of Adam, when will we learn who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? I had a lecture this morning, and to the students I said, the only way to learn about Allah is to learn about His names and attributes. That is when you will know who Allah is. And O servant of Allah, and O child of Adam, I introduce you to your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Ghafir, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafur, Al-Tawwab, Al-Barr, Al-Rahim. نبي عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inform my servants, my worshippers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, the most merciful. بارك الله لي ولكم في الوحيين ونفعني وإياكم بهدي سيد الثقلين. لقد قلت ما قلت وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروا إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وقليله وخيرته من خلقه، صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين، فإنه تركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله، واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله، ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. أسامة الله and O children of Adam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith, a book known as Sunan al-Tirmidhi or Jami' al-Tirmidhi, which is a book compilation of hadith by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah, and other books of hadith, he teaches us about a hadith known as Hadith al-Bitaqa. Hadith al-Bitaqa. And al-Bitaqa in the Arabic language references a small card. I like to imagine it as a small business card. The hadith of the small cart, in which he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of Qiyamah a slave will be brought in front of Allah, someone who died as a Muslim believing in Allah, accepting Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the final messenger. He is brought in front of Allah and Allah commands the angels to release his files, and upon this command 99 files of sin are released, each file as long as the eye can see. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. What files must these be? Each file as long as the eye can see. And the slave enters a state of despair. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his slave, have my angels oppressed you? Have you been oppressed? Are these files a representation of who you are? Or is it a misrepresentation of who you are? And the slave will shake his head and answer in the negative that I haven't been oppressed. There's no escaping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم. There's no hiding from Allah. So if you lie with your tongue will be sealed, your hands will speak, and bear testimony, your feet, your legs will be a witness to your actions. There's no hiding. The slave will shake his head. I haven't been oppressed, Ya Allah. and the fowls will enter the scales. And then the command will be given for the other set of fowls to be brought forth. And just one fowl will be brought in terms of the good deeds of the slave. And Allah will ask for the fowl to be placed onto the scales. And when this fowl is placed onto the scales, a small card falls out. And the slave obviously can understand in his human perception the reality of his fate. What is one fowl going to do in front of 99 fowls? And Allah commands for this one card to be placed on the scale, because there's no oppression on that day. Everything will be weighed. Everything will be weighed. And the slave knows, what is one small card going to do for me? But alas, when that card enters the scale, the side with the good deeds becomes so heavy it outweighs the 99 fowls of sin. La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. When I was reading this hadith, I was thinking, what was on the card? I'm sure you're thinking the same thing. What was on this card? On this card, O servant of Allah, on this card, O child of Adam, was أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. On this card was his reality as a believer, his reality as having passed away as a believer. And when you pass away as a believer, your faith is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. إن شاء عذبه وإن شاء غفر له. If Allah wills, He will punish you for your deeds and then enter you into paradise, or He will forgive you entirely and enter you into paradise. This is the hope for Allah that Quran and Sunnah give us. And in a narration in the Sahih, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us of a slave who sins, and he turns to Allah and says, Ya Rabbi aznabtu dhanban faghfirli. Oh my Lord, I committed a sin, forgive me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, He's forgiven. And then that slave sins again. Didn't want to. He's weak. He sins. And as we all have sins, brothers and sisters in Islam, that overpower us. But the most important thing is we're trying our best. And we never lose hope in Allah. But we're sincerely trying our best. Sincerely trying our best. There's going to be an interim period where you slip. You hate it, but you've slipped. He doesn't lose hope in Allah. He turns to Allah. He says, Ya Rabbi aznabtu dhanban faghfirli. Oh my Lord, I have committed a sin, forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels He's forgiven. And then he slips again. And he turns to Allah. And he says, Ya Rabbi aznabtu dhanban faghfirli. He hates what he did. And he never loses hope in Allah. So he turns to Allah, knowing that my only salvation is with my Lord. And he seeks this forgiveness. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? If it was you and I, O servant of Allah, and O child of Adam, three strikes and we know the English saying, you're out. Three strikes and you're out. Today we've reached a level of intolerance with each other, that it doesn't need three strikes, one strike and you're out. Today this is how we interact with each other. Today we're not willing to differentiate between a person who made a mistake with regard to us and a person who purposely wants our downfall. We hate them the same. We've become so intolerant of each other. So intolerant. And we manifest this intolerance in evil ways. Blocking communications. And now we use technology to show our point of view. Just block him on WhatsApp. Block him here. Block him there. We cut relations when we know that goes against the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. About boycotting your Muslim brother for 3 days. This servant has made a mistake 3 times and turns to Allah. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Does He just forgive him? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells His angels to bear witness that the slave of Allah is a slave who knows that he has a Lord who is all capable over him, and that the Lord is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Allah tells the angels to bear witness that the slave is forgiven for whatever he does until he meets Allah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Allah reveals to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Zumar, Allah says, قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم. Tell them, O Muhammad, tell my servants, tell my worshippers, الذين أسرفوا, those who have been excessive in disobeying Allah, not those who have disobeyed a little bit, those who have been excessive, tell them, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Tell them, don't lose hope. Al-qunut, لا تقنطوا. This is different to yes. This is not losing hope. Yes is when, perhaps we can say you lose hope. But this qunut refers to despair, which is a more severe form of being in a state of loss of hope. Allah says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't enter a state of despair with regards to Allah's mercy in your life. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Indeed Allah will forgive your sins wholesale. يغفر, يغفر is the present tense, and in the Arabic language وفعل المضارع في اللغة العربية يقتضي الحالة والاستمرار. The present tense in the Arabic language carries the meaning of now and something continuous. Allah doesn't say, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah, Allah will forgive you. Allah is saying, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah, Allah will continue forgiving you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. All your sins, He will continue forgiving them for you if you do what you have to do and turn to Allah and seek forgiveness sincerely. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Now, servants of Allah and O children of Adam, Shaytan will come to you after Jumu'ah and tell you that, did you listen to the Jumu'ah khutbah today? The Shaykh said, the speaker said, Allah will forgive all your sins, khalas. Now, you have a ticket to just do sin as long as you ask Allah to forgive you after the sin. I didn't. Obviously, you know, I haven't visited Sri Lanka in 4 years. I can't come after 4 years and give you a khutbah that doesn't give you hope. I have to come and give you hope. But I didn't come to give you false hope. I came to give you hope, but not false hope. And I'm here to tell you that even if you plan sin, and you sincerely turn to Allah, Allah will forgive you. Allah will forgive you. But I'm here to tell you that Shaytan might tell you to plan the sin, but he will never guarantee you life after your sin to seek forgiveness. Shaitan can never guarantee that. Right? So don't enter a state of false hope. I'll do the sin and ask for forgiveness, because you don't know if you'll have that life after to ask for forgiveness. And the last thing that might be, if you live your life this way, that you will die upon sin and you've only done yourself a disservice. So I'm here to give hope, but not false hope. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our past. Ameen. And inspire our futures. Ameen. And make us a creation that never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah, irrespective of our age, irrespective of our actions. Ameen. Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin. Ibad Allah. Inna Allah amarakum bi amrin bada'a fihi bi nafsi.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.